Welcome to the December 2015 installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Atmospheres family of companies, and host Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing. Solar Manufacturing is the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. This month's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast is the advantages of vacuum furnace brazing. Here's our host, Jim Nagy, to introduce the topic of today's podcast.
As with every Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast, we try to provide our listeners with the most highly qualified individuals within the solar family of companies to speak on the issues we think are most relevant to the heat treating community. And today is no different, as we have invited two very knowledgeable individuals into our studio to address vacuum furnace brazing. Vacuum furnace brazing is a very broad and technically complex topic, so we will narrow our focus over the next several podcasts. Today, we will examine the advantages of vacuum furnace brazing over other joining methods, especially of torch brazing and welding. We will see that a vacuum furnace is well suited to perform brazing because it provides a controlled and consistent atmosphere cycle after cycle, uniform heating throughout the hot zone, a controlled rate of heating, and the elimination of air to prevent the formation of oxidation of the metal. Today we welcome two first-time guests to our podcast, Calvin Ammenhauser and Mike Papinetti. Cal is Vice President of Solar Atmospheres in Eastern Pennsylvania, overseeing the operations of the Plant B heat treat facility. Cal has worked for Solar since 1988, and has over 25 years of brazing experience. Mike is a regional sales manager for the Western Pennsylvania Heat Treat Facility and literally grew up in the brazing industry. Mike's father, Carmen, was a well-known figure in the field of brazing, and Mike followed him into the business in 1996 and later worked side-by-side at Expert Brazing in Massillon, Ohio for many years. Mike currently sits on the AWS C3 Brazing Committee. So let's listen in on the exchange between Bill, Mike, and Cal as they explore the advantages of vacuum furnace brazing.
Well, today we're going to talk about brazing. And I have with me Mike Papinetti from our plant in Western Pennsylvania and Calvin Ammenhauser from our plant here in Souderton. And so we're going to talk about the advantages and disadvantages of torch brazing and also in welding compared to batch brazing. So, to Mike, I want to put the first question to you, and I want to ask you, why would we consider furnace brazing as opposed to torch brazing?
Thank you, Bill. That's a good question. You know, torch brazing has always been a, you know, option, great option for a long time for, you know, low volume, it's low cost, and it's a low initial startup. With torch brazing, you end up where you'll have some messy parts, you can have flux entrapment, you can carburize the part if not careful, overheat the part. And with furnace brazing, you know, you can do some high volume, it's a very repeatable process, precise temperature measurements, and it really has a great versatility in the process.
All right, well, Cal, is there anything you'd like to add to that issue concerning torch brazing?
The only thing I'll add is torch brazing is also very messy. Normally after you're done torch brazing with the flux, you have to do a water quench to cool it. You can crack the parts if you cool too fast. If you don't cool in the proper time, the flux can actually start to solidify and then you don't clean it off as well. And again, you don't want to have flux entrapment in piping or any type of instrumentation that's going to be used in the medical field.
Thank you, Cal. Now, Cal, I want to come back to you, and I want you to talk to us a little bit about welding, because welding has been done for years with parts of various things. And could you comment to us about welding versus brazing?
First, I'll hit on the negatives of welding. With welding, you are melting the materials being joined. the weld is strong, but the material on both sides of the weld is weaker. The other thing is your joint design for welding has to be set up as normally a butt joint to get full penetration. If you do a lap joint, you will weld all the way around it, but you will not get full penetration into the fang surfaces. Now with brazing, furnace brazing, you will get the alloy all the way into the fang surfaces from the outside edge. You will also diffuse the material into the materials being joined and not melt any of the parent metal. If the brazing is done correctly, the brazed joint is as strong or stronger.
And to add what Cal was saying about some of the issues you can run into with welding is that it typically takes a skilled labor force, and that can end up being a bottleneck in production as opposed to furnace brazing, where it's a larger batch process and high repeatability. Also with the welding, you know, depending on what the materials are, you could have carbide precipitation issues within the weld, and most times typically you'd want to have a post-weld heat treatment or a stress relief accompany with it, where the furnace brazing, you can incorporate the heat treat with the brazing process.
All right, thank you, Mike. Now, it is true that here at Solar Atmospheres, we tend to use vacuum furnaces for brazing. And we know, of course, there are many other forms of furnace brazing. But in general, I'd like to talk about the advantages of batch furnace brazing. And I'll go to Calvin first here and ask him, what does he see from his experience with batch furnace brazing, the way we do it here at Solar Atmospheres?
Well, the first thing I'll tell you is with batch furnace brazing, you have uniform heat. So you do not have the distortion that you have with torch brazing or welding. Basically, as a byproduct, while you're doing the brazing of the parts, you are stress relieving them. Also, the cleanliness of the parts. The parts are normally cleaner coming out of the furnace than when they went in because of the oxidation that you remove off the surface that you can only do in a vacuum furnace.
All right, thank you. Now, Mike, maybe you'd like to add to that.
Yes, one of the things, you know, with vacuum brazing and batch brazing is really the versatility in processing. You could do a 30,000th wall thickness braze, and then your next load can be a 400-pound piece. And with the vacuum furnaces, you know, you have the ability to thermocouple the part, so you're able to get an exact reading of what the part's doing and when it hits brazing temperature, and you can stabilize the part when needed. And also, you have the ability to quench, to incorporate the heat treat with it. And the nice thing also that a lot of people I know like is because of the repeatability of the process, you know, they're able to get furnace charts that can tell exactly what happened during the run, as opposed to torch brazing where it's just a visual inspection and that's it. Now you have proof with vacuum brazing that you repeated the process that you had set up with your customer.
All right, Mike, thank you. Now, I'd like to go turn to Calvin for a moment, and I'd like to ask him what sort of parts, what type of things that we're brazing here in our vacuum furnace brazing process.
We're doing fire extinguishers for aircraft, chest spreaders for medical. We're doing medical pumps for blood cleaning. We're doing heat exchangers for commercial air conditioners. There's so many different things that we can do, and we can do them in the same furnace throughout the week, throughout the year, where with brazing with a torch or welding, you're not going to be able to do.
Okay, thank you, Cal. All right, turning to you, Mike, possibly you can discuss some of the other applications that we might have and some things that you've run across in your brazing experience.
Well, You know, one thing that I love about the vacuum furnace and the diversity and capabilities is that, you know, you're able to take a very large cross-section part and uniformly heat it, particularly copper. We see quite a bit of copper, you know, parts for brazing, and you have the trouble with torch, and you certainly can't weld it. When you get a large part, such as a piece of copper, 200-300 pounds, and you're brazing it, the time that it takes in a vacuum furnace, you need to have that ability to thermocouple the part, control your heating rate, and be able to precisely reach the brazing temperature and time.
And I would add to that that if you were doing a 300-400 copper piece and you were trying to torch braze it, you would probably need 20 guys with torches on that part just to keep the heat up so the guy brazing it could actually do the braze.
That's right, Calvin and Mike. I've seen large parts copper brazed, and it is very difficult to get, or big pieces of brass that are brazed, and it's very difficult to know when they have been thoroughly soaked out and the alloy has properly flowed. Almost the only way to tell is after it fails and you tear it apart, saw it up, and you find that the alloy has not really flowed very well. Well, thank you very much.
This concludes our discussion about the advantages of vacuum furnace brazing. We trust you have found this podcast informative and practical. Please join us again for our next helpful podcast on vacuum furnace brazing.
The Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcasts are underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. You can find us on the web at solarmfg.com. The websites of Solar Atmospheres and Solar Manufacturing contain information for download about vacuum furnaces and vacuum heat treat processing, which will be very helpful to our listeners. There are several technical papers and articles related to vacuum brazing. We also encourage our listeners to search the resources tab on our websites for other technical resources available through the solar companies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to look for our next podcast in February 2016 for another informative discussion on vacuum furnace brazing.